Today I want to start talking about the Issur of Chametz on Pesach, which of course is one of the cornerstones of Hilchot Pesach. And one of the unique halachic characteristics of Chametz appears in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where Rava says that on Pesach, the Issur of Chametz is b'mashahu, which means that even if the very tiniest amount of Chametz gets mixed in with something Pesachdik, then the entire mixture becomes prohibited. And this is different to other Isurim, because generally, if a prohibited foodstuff falls into something kosher, then the mixture doesn't become non-kosher unless there's at least shishim, at least 1/60th of the prohibited foodstuff. And in some cases, it actually isn't prohibited unless the majority ingredient is non-kosher. So why are we so strict with chametz? And it should be pointed out that this stringency is only midrabanan, because midoraita, chametz is exactly like all other isurim, and only makes something else asur if it's benot ein tam, meaning that there's at least 1/60th of chametz of the total. So the Rambam in Hilchot Machalos Asurot, Perek Tet Vav Halachet, he says that the reason is because ultimately the mixture is going to become permitted without having to rely on the mechanism of bittul, meaning that after Pesach, the mixture will be permissible of its own accord, because there's no Issur of Chametz. So why should we eat it on Pesach relying on bittul? But the Rosh, in Masechet Pesachim, Perek Bet Simen Hei, he says differently. He says that the reason is because Chametz is a much stricter Issur than other prohibited foodstuffs. The penalty for eating Chametz on Pesach is karet, which is very severe. And it's because of that that we're so strict about the quantity of chametz that can be mixed in with anything else. And there's also a Rosh in Masechet Avos Zarah, Perek Hei, Sif Kaf Tet, where he says that the reason is because people are used to eating chametz throughout the year, as opposed to non-kosher foods which they never touch. So therefore we have to introduce extra stringencies to make sure that people don't accidentally eat chametz on Pesach. It should also be noted that the Torah in Siman Taf Mem Zayin brings down the view of the She'iltot of Rav Achai Gaon, who passes against Rav in the Gemara, and says that actually the Issur of Chametz is exactly the same as all other Issurim, and it's Batel B'Shishim. Beit Yosef says that this is also the view of Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMa'or, but the majority view of the Rishonim is like Rava, and that's how we pasken. Interestingly though, the Chai Adam in Kal Kuf Kapal of Sif Chet, he says that if there are multiple reasons to be lenient, then we can combine them all together and rely on the She'iltot, the Tarovet Chametz is Mutter, provided that there's less than 1/60th of Chametz. And that's also how the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Taf Mem Zayin Sif Katan Bet. Interestingly, there are going to be several nafkaminas between the reason of the Rambam, that ultimately the mixture is going to become permitted, and the view of the Rosh, that the reason why Chametz is Asur B'Mashahu is because of the stringency of the Issur Chametz. So the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Ben Zayin Sif Bet says that if Chametz was mixed into something Pesachdik on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, then we follow the regular rules of Bittul, and the mixture isn't prohibited unless the Chametz is 1/60th of the total. And this is clearly following the Rosh, because the Rambam's contention of the mixture being something that will be permitted after Pesach, that's still valid. Whereas Chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, even though it's Asur Midoraita, the Issur of Karet doesn't kick in till the evening, so therefore the Rosh's reason why we should be strict isn't so relevant, and therefore we don't need to be strict. There's also a question about Chametz Nuksha on Pesach itself. What's Chametz Nuksha? Chametz Nuksha is Chametz that isn't really very edible. And certainly there's no Issur Karet if you eat it on Pesach. And there's actually a machloket in the Rishonim about whether the issur to eat it is d'oraita or d'rabanan. So what if chametz nuksha falls into the chicken soup? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tet Vav, he brings down a machloket between the Taz and the Pri Chadash, who are strict, and the Magen Avraham and others who are lenient. And his conclusion is that yesh lismoch alehem b'shat adachak, that in case of emergency, it's second night Pesach, and this is the only chicken soup that you've got, and some chametz nuksha fell into it, so then, provided it wasn't 1/60th, one could be lenient, like the Magen Avraham says. Ad kan.